course, newbridgeliving.com.au. And a Tuesday morning is just not a Tuesday morning without a chat to Richard Pascoe.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
Hey. Solving not only the world's maladies one at a time, but your technical problems as well. Richard, thank you for joining us. Good morning to you.
Always enjoy coming on 5MU every Tuesday morning. Love coming on doing that. I've got a pizza in the fridge, Adam. I'm a bit worried about it because it came from the Woodville Pizza Bar. I'm sure it's okay, but I'm sure. So, yeah.
Well, Spain's close to Italy. They'd know how to make a pizza, surely.
We can't blame Zorro for that, good heavens.
Zorro.
They have a blast from the basket.
Be nice to get a little Z etched in with pepperoni there. It'd be very nice indeed. Anyway, let's talk about things tech. And really, there was a time when I used to go to the loo at Nan's house and she'd have a copy of the Australia Post or a joke book in the little thing. We now take our phones in. I know it sounds disgusting, but we do. But there is a bit of a problem with that.
There is, and I think SA Health should be monitoring this. I'd like to see a press conference about this.
Nicola Spurrier. Now, when you squat, just get down there and make sure you're getting a... Perfect. I love it.
So medical authorities are warning you guys taking your smartphone into the toilet. So that they're a recommendation. Apologies if you're eating breakfast at the moment.
Right.
Post quickly and get off the toilet because some people are social media addicts. What they're doing, Adam, they're developing a bit of a painful condition for spending too long on the toilet with their phones.
Right.
So a gastroenterologist has revealed that he recently had to surgically remove a giant hemorrhoid from a 23-year-old woman and has treated another 15 young people in the past 18 months for no other explanation aside from they take their phones into the toilet and sit there too long.
Remove the hemorrhoid, but the hemorrhoid got custody of the dog, so that's working out,
yeah. So he's saying some of these people spend 20, 25 minutes, half an hour on average in the toilet. You don't need to do this, people. You really don't. Get in, get out. And that's their message to people as well. So if you're spending 20 minutes in the toilet plus... what happens is that sphincter control declines and blood clots can develop when spending too long on the toilet, which leads to hemorrhoidal disease. So stop taking your phone in the toilet or get out in under 20 minutes. 20 minutes, too long, Adam.
And if pain persists, see your doctor.
See your doctor. Yep. Yeah, that'd be would be a great press conference, wouldn't it? Seriously.
I'd love to see Commissioner Grant Stevens going, we've had around the health authorities, wiping back to front is now the official... Perfect. Anyway, let's talk about passwords. Should we? The worst ones of 2020 have been revealed.
And we have not got better year on year as well. And I still see another guy the other day with Crows 1997 on there as well. I've seen it so many times, people on report 2004.
Now, if you want a secure one, Crows 2017 is probably going to be more your style.
Oh, that will be a whiz-bang one. But the top 200 ones have been released. People are still using 123456. They're still using password on there as well, which absolutely stuns me as well. Or they're trying to use different variations on the number bar by typing in six zeros or 123123, you know, as well. 123456 has actually been breached more than 23 million times.
Wow.
Or they use the keyboard to go along and type one out as well, like QWERTY UIOP, which is the whole line along
the top line,
or ASDFGHJKL.
Right.
They can actually be cracked in 1 second.
Wow,
believe
you're right.
It or not.
Now, so, this is something that some websites who like to be secure don't let you do.
They don't. Google will actually warn you if your password has been cracked on there as well. So be careful out there, people. Make sure that your password has no visible words in there as well. Jumble numbers up in between. Put an exclamation mark or a hashtag or a dollar sign on the end of it or in the middle of it. Write them down somewhere as well. You might want to use a password manager, but no visible words at all.
Right. Now, not to ask too much about your own personal privacy, but is a password manager something you employ as a person who has to, I assume, keep a lot of passwords?
Yeah, I use a thing called LastPass.
Right, nice.
And I pay for that as well. It's about $30 a year, so it goes on all my devices. because I constantly have to log into different websites, sign up for different accounts, and it can get overwhelming going, was this one really port 2004? did I capitalise the P in there? Or, you know, you get confused out
of
it.
That's right, exactly. Because you're not meant to have the same password for the same stuff, but how many words can you remember anyway?
Exactly right.
Now, let's talk about e-books, because we're still calling them e-books. They're just books nowadays, aren't they, surely? But we're buying a bunch of them.
Look, we are. And one of the things I was curious to see is whether they'd actually gone up during the COVID pandemic this year as well. We don't actually measure e-book sales in Australia, believe it or not, at all, which kind of like surprised me. There is one e-book retailer in Australia who's claiming at the moment that during the pandemic they were up 60% in sales.
Yeah. Well, that sounds reasonable, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. The UK was up 30%, the US market 18%. But, you know, for normal books out there, they were actually up 12% compared to the same time last year as well.
Okay.
Non-fiction, we're down slightly on 1%. But those figures probably go to prove that we're getting more used to reading books on our devices, our smartphones, our tablets out there, and our computers as well. But you know what, Adam? I still love to buy a book. Watch those pages turn, that smell of the book.
It is pretty great. Now, here's a question without notice. If I listen to the audio book, have I read the book?
A lot of people out there will say you have read the book, but I think they're a condensed version. To me, audio books are like the Reader's Digest book.
Right.
Of, you know, of like Gone with the Wind, that was over in 30 pages. So,
right. Okay. Understood. That's a very, very good answer. Richard, plenty of very good answers to all tech questions at adelaidetechguy.com.au, of course, if you want to go and check that out. You'll be able to keep up and fresh and up to date with what's going on in the world of tech and how to make your life better. Richard, thank you. And all the best with, you know, your takeaway food this week. And we'll be back next Tuesday with more.
Look forward to it, Adam.
It's Richard Pascoe, adelaidetechguy.com.au.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!